Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth. I'm going to be your host today, and I've got a great guest. I have Emily Pereira with me today. Emily is an international retreat leader, certified yoga teacher, gateless-trained writing teacher, and life coach specializing in helping women manifest their dream relationship. She is also the author of the forthcoming book, The Quest. She resides in Costa Rica, where she is building a retreat and wellness center. It is my pleasure to welcome Emily to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Belinda.
Oh, well, you're welcome. So, Emily, why don't you just take a moment and fill us in a little bit on your bio and tell us a little bit about your journey?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I did not think I was going to end up in Costa Rica, but when I got out of college, I started doing all of the things that I thought would bring me happiness, all the things that I was told would bring me happiness. And by the time I got to my late 20s, I had this life that looked really good from the outside. You know how that goes.
Yes.
But, you know, it's like I had the job, you know, number one in my company, Fortune 100 company in sales. Speaking of direct selling, I, you know, had the home on the beach with my man, who was one of the original MySpace founders, and this closet full of designer clothes and shoes, calendar packed full of parties, events, and vacations. And, you know, it looked really good. It still sounds good when I say it out loud. But, you know, when I got really real with myself, which really wasn't that often back in those days, I knew I wasn't living my truth. I just didn't know what the heck my truth was, or how to go about finding it. So right around the time I thought I was going to be in the ring from the guy, we'd been together for almost 6 years, I found out that he cheated. And I went into a very dark place. And I still, you know, it still gives me kind of like a little shiver down my spine when I think about this time. But it was the breakdown that became the catalyst for the most beautiful breakthrough. And you know, just when I thought my life was just totally ending and over, you know, moved out of my beachfront house, my friends sort of all aligned with him. And I had, you know, some weird, like chronic illness starting to crop up. I connected with a spiritual teacher. And the spiritual teacher, you know, I didn't know nothing about spirituality back in 2006. So, but I would soon discover that this man had information that's not in books and hands that could actually heal my body, which was news to me because I was working for a pharmaceutical company.
Wow.
So it was just like, you know, a whole new education. And, you know, this teacher, this man looked at me and he was like, I see you're in pain, but your pain has a lot less to do with this man and this life you've lost and more to do with the fact you've bought into illusions about yourself and the way the world works that simply aren't true. And the biggest illusion that you're working with is you think you have to be perfect. He's like, you think you have to be perfect in order to be worthy of approval, acceptance, and ultimately love. And I remember just, it was like a cold winter day and my cheeks were, you know, I was freezing, but my cheeks were just burning, kind of an embarrassment because I was like, oh, I want to be perfect. I just want to know I want to be perfect. And he said to me, don't feel bad. Every single woman is programmed with this. This is planetary programming. And what ends up happening is women create these lives that look really good from the outside, but we feel like there's something still missing. And he asked me, what are you doing that's creative? And I was like, oh, I'm not really creative. I think that gene skipped me. And he looked at me and laughed. And he's this like incredible artist that's showcased his art all over the world. And he was like, you know, creativity is not really a genetic thing. It's an energy that's a natural part of being human. And you're freezing yourself out of your natural creative flow with this attempt to be perfect. And he was like, think about it. A flower isn't perfectly straight. A tree isn't perfectly symmetrical. You're part of the natural world, right? Nothing in the natural world is perfect. But to constantly be referencing yourself to something that doesn't actually exist means you're walking around in a constant state of judgment of yourself. And this judgment energy is blocking the light flow of creativity. And then he dropped this wisdom bomb on me that would forever change my life in every single way. And he said, you don't have to be perfect to participate and create. You just have to give yourself permission to be the beginner. The beginner isn't supposed to know anything, so the beginner can never fail. And I was like, when you say it like that, it's pretty obvious. But I had completely missed it for the first, at that point, 28 years of my life. So I didn't feel instantly creative, but everything he said to me on that day resonated as a deep truth. And so I continued to work with him. And one of the things I started to do was take radical personal responsibility for everything in my life. So, you know, it was like, oh, I get a parking ticket, I created that. If I get a lottery ticket, I created that. And what that did was allowed me to no longer vibrate as a victim. Poor me, bad things happened to me. Suddenly I was the co-creator of my reality, and everything, every situation had a gift for me. And the gift, you know, isn't like a gift that we're used to receiving. It's more in the form of a recognition or forgiveness, compassion. And my life started to change pretty quickly. But with just that shift in perspective, I created new friends, new community, new beautiful home. I met a new beautiful man, got a dog. Like, my life looked good again. I had all the stuff of life again, but I still knew something very big was missing. I just felt this ache in my heart, like this ache of apathy. And my teacher said to me, I see you're a writer. You really have to write your story. If, even if you show it to nobody, it's going to help you heal your heart. And when he said this, I literally felt like a tap, like someone was doing a tap dance on my heart. And I was like, I don't, you know, this just came out of me. I was like, you know what? I think I am a writer. Now, never mind, I hadn't written anything in the past 11 years besides emails and, I don't know, maybe the occasional thank you letter. He was like, you know, I was like, but I don't know how to start. Thinking that he might say, like, go take a class at UCLA or take an online program. And he goes, just set an intention for the next 30 days that you're recovering your innate creativity. And then you just be the beginner. I was like, oh, you just be the beginner. Okay. So I did it because I had nothing to lose. And I just sat down one day and I flipped open my shiny MacBook Air that it, back in those days, got no use for anything besides emails and like the occasional thank you letter. And we just went on, and I sat down and I just said, I give myself permission to be the beginner, start at the beginning, tell the truth, and have fun.
Wow, and I started. That's incredible.
And I started to write. And I was amazed that a couple sentences came out and then a couple paragraphs came out, and then I had a few chapters. And this was blowing my mind that by simply suspending judgment, the words flowed freely. And then this, like, it was like the floodgates opened up and I started to play guitar and sing and write songs and paint paintings. And I know that you play the drums.
I do.
And so, you know, you're already tapped into this like magical force of inspiration and creativity that I was completely blind to. And so what that did for me was, you know, aside from the amazingness of, oh my goodness, I'm a creator and this inspiration has been living inside of me all along, what ended up happening was it created a cascade of spiritual changes that would forever change my life. I didn't know that this, that the creative was so closely connected to personal growth and to spirituality. And so I found myself, like, the more that I gave myself chance, gave myself permission and took these chances, my, the belief in myself rose and my competition with women went down. And this was one of the most freeing, liberating things I've ever experienced. And I suddenly felt incredible camaraderie with other women, women like yourself that already had discovered these things that I was just learning about, and a very real compassion for women who were stuck in their prisons of perfection. And I knew that that was going to be my life's work. I knew that I wanted to help other women access their creative spark as a vehicle to cultivating self-worth. And so I began to, you know, I was writing my book, but I also began to start a blog, and women started reaching out to me if I was doing coaching, and I ended up going through my training program, a training program with my teacher, and now I'm a teacher for his program, Spirit Nature, and I lead retreats for women here in Costa Rica. And so when I was still back living my life in LA, I led a retreat here in Costa Rica, and I was sitting on my surfboard, and I just had this sunset exploding above me and just like nature just completely engulfing me. And I just said a little whisper to the wind, and I just said, I don't know how and I don't know when, but I'm going to live here someday. And fast forward 3 months later, I decided to come back on a solo trip right before my 38th birthday. And while I was here, I was on the path to go surfing, and this charming French man walked up beside me, and he said, how does it look? In his thick French accent. And I said, it looks kind of windy and big. And he said, I think it will be good. And something about the way he said that kind of made me feel like he was inviting me to join him. And so I paddled out beside him, and we got to chatting, and one thing led to another. And now I am here in this jungle paradise and leading retreats and working with women, and now actually building a retreat center, as you alluded to.
Oh, that's a fun journey right there. That's exciting. There's one thing that I want to touch on that you said that I think is huge, and it's something that I work with a lot of women as well in a completely different capacity. But nevertheless, I work with a lot of women in sales and in business. And one of the things I find, not just in the realm that I work, but I see it outside of that, is that we say we want to support one another, and yet women, we're our worst enemies of sort of kind of tearing each other down or not lifting one another up or not being really supportive or not being happy when the other person succeeds. And can you speak to that a little bit? Because you said you suddenly were free from that. And I think that if we could all become free from this, because I think we're our own worst enemies. It's not, we like to think we're fighting against men. They half the time don't care what we're doing. But we internally break each other down so much and create the space that I think that's why sometimes we lose the respect that we need. We don't move ahead the way that we need to do. And it's something that absolutely, like, to be perfectly honest, drives me nuts. So
I absolutely understand this very intimately. What I've come to really see is that the pressure to exchange our dreams and our creative magic as women for this promise of approval and acceptance from the outside world is very real. Yet beneath the safety and security of this so-called comfort zone, there's this like an underbelly, like a dangerous underbelly, where this life of fear and exhaustion, we create these lives of fear and exhaustion where we're tirelessly looking for fulfillment and self-worth everywhere except for where it really lives. And so if we aren't lit up by our own lives and our own creations and inspired by our own projects, it's very difficult to be happy for another woman because we feel like we're missing something. There's a feeling of lack and limitation that's living within us. And on the flip side, you know, I've been leading these retreats for a number of years, and I have just, it's called the Mermaid Sisterhood is my retreat. And a big part of it is these writing exercises. We do these writing workshops every day. And what I find is when a woman is truly, you know, lit up by her own life and just super sure of her unique path, this is when competition and comparison falls away and real collaboration between women can blossom. And really, women supporting each other all on the same side, that is the beginning of an entirely new paradigm on earth. But it really starts with us going inward and finding that enoughness within us.
Wow, that's great. And I think it's something that we should all be more aware of, I think, and be thinking about, because I'm with you. Women are powerful, and they're very nurturing. They're very caring beings, and they're very, when they want to be focused and determined, they're very determined. They're fighters, you know? I mean, like, a woman that will, like, fight for her children. I mean, like, you know, you were fighters and we make things happen, but yet we get in our own way. And I think if women could just really learn to be supportive of one another and help each other build our strengths and focus on our strengths, I can't even imagine what we could do in this world. Because if you really look at incredible things that happen, it's usually backed by a woman that says, I see the need here. I'm not going to sit around anymore. I'm doing something about this. And I think that we have a tendency to be that way. And we could just make really great, incredible things happen all over the world if we could start to learn to build one another up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just when we aren't happy with ourselves, it's just very, very difficult for us to be happy for anybody else. It's like, it's the feeling of like, okay, so I love this analogy. So just imagine that you are a kindergartner, you're 5 years old, and your teacher comes up to you and says, here is a plate of cookies, pass a cookie out to everybody in the class, and then take a cookie for yourself. And so you're excited and you're going, you're passing out all the cookies, and you get to the last kid and you give the last cookie to the kid and you look down at the tray and there's only a couple crumbs left. How do you feel?
Probably a little bit sad.
A little sad, hungry, and a little bit like, wait, where's my cookie? And now imagine a different scenario. Like the teacher says to you, take a cookie, put it in your pocket, and now go around and hand a cookie out to everybody in the class. And you get to the last kid and there's not enough cookies. What is the natural inclination?
To take your cookie out of your pocket and give to him.
To share the cookie, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is, as women, we're taught, go take care of everybody else. Go nurture everybody else. Support all the other women. But we're not taught, no, you need to give to yourself first. Because when our cup is full, we actually have something to give other people.
Okay, that's a super great point. So tell us about some of your greatest skill sets that you think have contributed to your overall success.
I have a gift for being able to see brightness and talent in women when they have not yet been able to see that for themselves. I also have a way of being able to take some complex spiritual information and make it very easy to understand for people to apply it to their lives to elicit pretty radical changes and growth.
Okay.
And I love to write.
Oh, good. So what is one of your most outstanding accomplishments that is something that you're really, that's really meaningful for you?
It's really meaningful to me that I wrote a book. I wrote a memoir, so The Quest, and it's a 300-page memoir, and I'm looking forward to birthing it to the world. It's on its way.
Great. When do you think that is going to be?
In 2020.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it's not easy to write a book. It takes some dedication, and it takes pushing yourself through some. I found, even though when I was writing my book, even a lot of the training that I had and I know and that I'm knowledgeable about, it was the first time ever that it brought out all these doubts in myself, like, I'm not even really that good. And then I would power through another, I would get stuck in a chapter, and then I would power through and then think, no, that was pretty good. It was this constant back and forth battle that I had with myself that I honest to goodness hadn't had in a really long time. And I, of course, I wasn't doing mine freely. I was under a contract with a publisher, and I had, you know, only 4 months to get it done from start to finish, and it was stressful. I would probably do that different the next time. But it also did force me to keep moving in those times where I really doubted myself, where I think I could have probably shelved it, which is probably what a lot of people do. So anyway, it was an interesting experience, and I commend anyone who goes through that, because you learn a lot in going through that process.
Yes, I learned a lot about myself, really. It was a tremendous healing. The first draft was actually 600 pages because it just, there was a lot to say. So now, actually post-book, I became trained in a specific writing methodology that is super revolutionary, and it's called the Gateless Method. And this method is, it comes from Eastern thought, but it's rooted in creative brain science. And it goes directly to, it works with the brain's reticular activating system. So it goes directly to the seat of our creative genius. And essentially, the impetus for this was that less than 1% of people who take traditional MFA writing programs go on to be published authors. Like, that's crazy.
That
you know,
crazy.
Like if that was engineering or medicine, people would be like, okay, we gotta, you know, change this up. So they started looking at why that is. And why that is because traditional MFA writing programs are heavily rooted in critique about what isn't working about the work. And we now know that in our brains, what we focus to through the reticular activating system grows. So if we're focusing to what doesn't work, we're going to do more of what doesn't work, and the writing is going to get less strong. So throughout this process, we only talk about what works about the work. And it's really fascinating for me to witness what happens on my retreats from day one to day six of how much the writer's work just takes off, and how it really just brings out this incredible creativity. Because I really say we are all storytellers. Even if we are not putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, we tell stories to our friends and our family all the time, right? So it's really so much about permission, and then also that component about, you know, we're naturally using craft tools we don't even know we're doing. They're so ingrained in who we are. And so hearing what you're doing well echoed back to you from the group is an extremely powerful process.
Oh, that's great. So what's working from your happy place mean to you, Emily?
Working from my happy place, it means I'm working in my bikini in my garden like I am right now. Yeah. It means doing work that I would do for free. I would do every good thing I don't have to, because it supports me in furthering my business and my dreams and reaching more people. But I absolutely love what I do so much that for a time I did do it for free just because I love doing it so much. And really doing work that inspires me, that makes me feel enlivened at the end of the day, and that makes me feel like I'm making a positive contribution in the world.
Oh, that's great. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to be entrepreneurs?
Absolutely 100% go for it, as long as the thing that you're pursuing you truly love. Like, sometimes we get into this thing like, well, what does the world need? Maybe I should do this.
Yep.
And I'm really a believer of what makes you come alive. Do that, because that alone heals the planet. That alone sets an example for more people to give them. When one woman gives herself permission, other women see what's possible. So there are long hours. There are moments where you'll be completely stretched. But if you love what you're doing, you know it's your purpose, you're kind of like, well, there's just no other path for me. And it just becomes very clear.
I agree. I just think that people get hung up on maybe a skill set, which can be learned. They get hung up on, like you said, the need, like, or there's already enough of these. And I have found that there could be 10 dentists that live in an area. And if you're an outstanding dentist and you love what you do and you make your patients happy and you give really good service because you're happy doing what you do, you'll end up being the best dentist in the area. And it doesn't matter that there's 9 others. And people
100% agree.
Get really hung up on all these details. Well, there's already 5 people here that do that. So you'll be number 6 and you'll be really great if you love it. Like, if that passion shows and people see and you bring that to the table and make people feel like they're really special, then they're going to gravitate toward you. I've really seen that if people would just stay focused, not get detracted, pick something that they absolutely love and are passionate about, that almost always 100% they come out having a level of success. I've actually not seen that ever fail. And they may not have had any previous experience. They learn as they go. And I just find it incredible. And I think that fear holds people back from even really discovering what their true passions are. What are they really passionate about? What they're too focused on? Will that bring me money? And most often, if you follow your passion, you will find a way for that to generate income for yourself.
I totally agree. And I've really found too that it's permission and you know, really like just being willing to be the beginner that leads to passion. And passion is no mistake. Like passion is the messenger for our purpose. So it's just a very simple equation. Permission to passion, passion to purpose. So if you just begin, give yourself that permission to be the beginner. I mean, so often we're living our lives in a straitjacket inside of a prison cell and we don't even know we're in there.
I love that permission to be a beginner, because one of the things that's been slightly disheartening for me over the most recent years, I do a lot on goal setting. So I teach a lot on goal setting. That's part of my piece that I do. And fewer and fewer people are actually setting goals. And we always ask why. We kind of dig in. So why is it? If you know that this is, you know, a really great way for you to get from point A to point B, instead of just standing in a circle, like, why would you not do it? And what has started to surface more than some of the other answers that I've gotten over the course of the last 25 years is fear of failure. There is a greater fear of failure, or of what other people think, greater than I've ever seen. Like, right now in our society, we're dealing with that so much more, that people become paralyzed with this fear that I'm going to fail, instead of just saying, you know, yeah, I probably will fail, or I'm probably not going to be the best straight out of the gate, and I'm probably going to have some learning. I always tell people, you're going to have some speed bumps and roadblocks, but, you know, you keep going. And the more that you go, the further ahead you get, and by never starting, you're never getting anywhere. So it's just this perpetual issue, and I love that. Give your permission, self-permission to be like a beginner, because at the end of the day, anytime we head out and start something new, we are beginners.
And we absolutely,
and we can't have an expectation to be the best out of the gate. And you learn and you get better by doing. So
absolutely. And I really think too, like, once you really get into something, you sort of start to learn that there really is no failure. The only failure really is not doing anything, because when you get into something, you always learn. It always propels you forward. It propels you to the next place. It's not as linear as you think it's going to be. There might be some zigzags along the way, but you're always learning. And sometimes the lessons that we need to learn are much more profound and deeper than just getting us to that straight line of success. Sometimes the path is zigzagged for a very specific reason, for us to really cultivate self-worth, for us to heal old wounds, for us to really develop a rock solid belief in ourselves. So when we get to that place where we need to stand up and really own our business or present ourselves to the world, we're really ready.
That's a really great point. So what are some exciting things that you're working on right now that you'd love our listeners to, that they could benefit from? And then please close with telling everyone how they can find you.
Fantastic. Well, I'm in the process right now of doing a certification under a very famous naturopath named Dr. Morris. And this certification is to be a detox specialist for cellular regeneration. So as I have been a coach over the years, what I've come to see is so many people are struggling with health issues and chronic problems and issues in their body. And this actually was part of my story as well. And it wasn't until I started really harnessing the power of fruit that I was able to completely heal my body. So I am very thrilled to be able to be doing the certification to start adding that into the mix with my coaching clients. Just continuing with my writing. I'm now working, I'm halfway through my second book. So many, many things. But for your listeners, I have, you know, my brand is called The Way of the Radiant Woman, because I have just found that as women, when our light is on and when we are shining in our radiance, this is when we effortlessly attract love and success and community and friends and abundance. And you know, when our light is dimmed or turned off, this is when we actually repel the things that our heart really wants. And so if your listeners go to Emily Pereira / happy place, you will find a few freebies about how to rev your radiance and a video on the importance of authenticity and what is authenticity anyways and how do we get it and why is it important. And if your listeners want to set up a free clarity call with me to see if it makes sense to work together, I'm offering a free call there that they can sign up for as well.
Great. And that is Emily, and that's Pereira. And I will have these in the notes too, but it's Pereira. So,
yes.
And do you have a website, Emily?
I do. It's just my name. That page will take you to my website, but okay. My website is Emily Pereira and emilypereira.com. And then my Instagram is at Emily Begins, because I am always the beginner, even when I've been, it's a mindset that I've adopted. I feel like it's my superpower.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today and being on our show and inspiring our listeners. I know that they are going to be inspired by your story, and I certainly was today. And I thank you so much for giving us your time.
Oh, thank you so much, Belinda. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.